Karabosa 3's Daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Beis. We're here at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Bishlam Rabbi Meir on the last line. The last thing we mentioned, right, again, if you remember, our Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol would go to the mikvah 5 times and wash his hands and feet 10 times during the Yom Kippur service. And the Chachamim Rabbi Meir had a machlokas in terms of when those washings took place, meaning according to Rabbi Meir, the washings would happen, right? The kidei shadav v'raglav would happen when he put on new clothing, and according to Chachamim, he would do one when he took clothing off, and the big day kahuna off, and one when he put big day kahuna on. Meaning the ma'isa is not so much of a nafkamina, but as you'll see, it chops nafkamina in a second. So that was the machlokas that we quoted yesterday. And now the Gemara says like this: Bishlam Rabbi Meir, right? How did the Mishkakasla, right? Sorry, Kiddushin. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, right? That's how we get to 10. Because again, we said before that Rabbi Meir says that you need 2 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, you have to do it twice. Right? By the first time he puts on clothing, right? That's the last thing we said yesterday. So that gets up to 10 because, you know, there was, as the Gemara is going to point out, there were 5 avodas and he switches clothing, so basically you get up to 10. But El Rabbanan Tishahavu, but according to the Rabbanan, who say that you have one washing when you put on the clothes, or take off clothes, and one washing when you put on clothes, well, then you're only putting on the Big Day Kahuna at the beginning, you're only going to have one washing. You're not going to do a washing after you take off your regular weekday clothes. So how do you get to 10? Times Kiddusha Dover Aglov. Square says, right, Amri Lacharabana and Kiddusha Basra, right, he would do a last one. He would do an extra one at the end, not an extra, according to the Rabbanan, right, when he took off the Big Day Kuna for the last time, so that would be the last one, right? Kipashi Big Day Kodesh, Velavash Big Day Chol, Avid Lehalsam, right? So he does the 10th Tevila, or the 10th Kiddusha Dover Aglov, the 10th washing. When he takes off the clothing, when he's done, right? When he's about to put on the big day kahuna. Again, according to Rabbi Meir, you only wash when you're putting on different begadim. So he's just taking it off. He's putting on his own clothing, so there wouldn't be a washing according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Chachamim, we say that you should have kiddush yadav v'raglav even when you take off the big day kahuna. So that also, even though you're not going to put on other big day kahuna, right? Again, he alternated between the big day the big day lavan, the regular 4 garments, and the big day kahuna, the big day kohen gadol. Right? He would alternate during the Yom Kippur service. That's why you would need to wash and go to the mikvah back and forth, etc. So at the end, when he is done, so he takes off the big day kahuna, and that's it. But so according to the chacham, that's the extra tefillah that will get you up to 10. Okay, Tana Rabbanan Leidin Rabbeisa. Pasuk says, Aharon el ohel moed. Aaron would come to the ohel moed. Now that's after all the stuff, like all the stuff that he goes after he does the korbanos, the 2 goats, after he does the incense, right? Again, so the pasuk says that he comes to the ohel moed. So the Gemara says, lamahu ba. What is he there for? Right, meaning he's already done. Right, the pasuk doesn't say that pasuk specifically. Let's see if I can get the whole one here. Right, Aaron comes into the ohel moed. He takes off the linen clothing that he wore when he came into the kodesh, and he leaves them there. Well, it's very odd. Again, as we learned before, he definitely didn't get undressed in the kodesh. So it doesn't say what he would do in the heichal. Right, it doesn't make in the ohel moed. Right, it doesn't make sense. The pasuk should say. So what's going on over here? So it says, "Inu ba el lahotzi hakaf ve'al machta." So it must be that he comes to take the spoon, and the machta is the pan that he used. Right, and that he left it in the aron in the kodesh kodashim for the coals and for the ketores. Right, remember we talked about the ketores being a 2-step process: first coals, and then putting the ketores on top of it. There were 2 kalim. He used a spoon and a pan. And so again, it doesn't say that he takes it out. So meaning it must be that's what he's doing in there. He comes back in to take it out. Right? V'chol ha'parsha kula nemra ala seder chutz mipazgza. And everything else in the Yom Kippur and in Parsha Sachremos, right, is written in order except for this. Because this happens in between the Musaf is at the end and the Korban Tamid is at the end. This happens in between. Let's see here, the Ola, right? The Ola that the Kohen Gadol gives, and the Korban Musaf. Right, the first thing he does is the Tamid, right? And then he does the Yom Kippur, the Avodah and the Yom Kippur, right? There's an ox and there's a goat. There's the two goats with the Seir La'azazel, and all the sprinklings and all the stuff like that. Then there's the Ola. Then he takes out the pan and the spoon. And then he would do the Korban Musaf and the Korban Tomish Amin Arabayim, etc. So the Gemara says, my time, why does the Pasuk switch around the order? Doesn't this one is out of order? Why is that? So Rav Chista, Gemiri, usually Gemiri means Alech L'mosh M'Sinai. Then Chamesh Tefilas V'Asar Kiddushin Tovin Kohen Gadol Mekadesh B'Bayom. We have a tradition. He went 5 times to the mikvah, 10 times Kiddush Yadav V'Ragalav. He washed his hands and feet. V'Ika Sidran. And if you'll tell me that you do the Avoda in the order of the Pesukim, so L'mosh Kachos Lu Elas Shalosh Tefilas V'Shisha Kiddushin. But you'd only find 3 and 6. Again, because Lamaisa, it wouldn't work out. There wouldn't be separate Avodas. Again, every time he went to did a different avoda, he would change his clothes and he would go to the mikvah, wash his hands and feet, etc. So it doesn't work out. If you look at the psukim there, that only turns into 3 and 6. So just to break it up, right? Again, when you break it up with going into the Ohel Moed to take out the pan and the spoon, so then that already breaks things up, and that gives you another avoda in between. So already then you get to 5 and 10. Okay, Tanya, what under the brisa? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asar kiddushin. Where do you get that from? Shatovol kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom. Where do you know that he goes 5 and 10? 5 into the mikvah, 10 washing his hands and feet. Tam alamar, the pasuk says, uba haron eloh moedu for shadus bigdei avada asher lavash bevoah lakodesh. Right, it's my bar mitzvah parsha, so it's hard for me not to lane it. So anyway, so those pesukim teach me halamanta. You learn shikol hamishana mevoda laavoda. Right, talon tevila. Anytime the kohen gadol goes from one avoda to the next. Right, when let's say inside the ohel moed, outside in the azara, whatever. So the Lamai says, not the Azara, but outside the Kodesh, outside the Kodesh Kadashim, inside, anytime he goes from one thing to the next, so he has to go to the mikveh and wash his hands and feet. So that's where you get, again, what does it say? It says, V'rachatzis b'sero b'mayim b'makom kadosh, right? V'lavashis b'gadav. He washes and then he puts on his clothing. So, right, so you see that there's in between the avodas, you have to wash yourself. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, Minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asar kiddushin. How do you know that's 5 and 10? Shatovol kohen gadol mekadesh b'vayom. That the kohen gadol does on Yom Kippur. Shnamar, he has a different pasuk. Pasuk says, Ksonis bad kodesh yodah, shumichnes evadi yu abisaro, v'avnei badi achkor, v'mitzneves badi tznelf, b'gdei kodeshim, v'rachatzis b'sero b'mayim, ul v'shap. So again, what does he say? He says, "V'rachatzis b'sero b'mayim ul v'sham." Right? He washes his flesh in water, and then he goes to wear them. So alamata because shekola mishana me'avodah le'avodah ton tefila. Right? And, okay, you have to go to the mikveh in between. V'omer b'gdei kodeshim. And when it says that they are kadosh, they are holy clothing. What does that mean? Hukshu kol ha'begadim kulon zelaze. Right? You connect all the begadim. Right? Even the regular begadim and the bigdei kuna gadola. Right? We're going to talk about exactly what this is trying to say on Amud Beis. But right, that all the begadim are connected to each other. We'll see exactly what that means. Okay. And again, if you there are 5 tefilos and 10 hand washings. What are the 5? And we said because there are 5 avodas. So what are they? So like we read off before, I was reading over here, like when I listed them, but the Gemara lists them, the 5 avodas that the Kohen Gadol has to do, and in between them, he needs to go to the mikvah, wash his hands, etc. The chamesh avodas hein, tamid shal shachar v'big day zav, right? He would do the korban tamid in the morning in the regular big day zav, the normal get-up of the Kohen Gadol. Avodas hayom v'big day lavan, then the regular avoda of the Yom Kippur in the regular white clothing. Elo, that's not Elu, but Elo ve'el ha'am v'vegdei zav. He would bring the ram and the ram for the people. That's basically to atone for their sins. The Kohen Gadol would bring one of his own, one for the people. So that would be also back in the big day zav. Kavu machta v'vegdei lava, and then he would take off the big day zav. Right, again, he would wash himself, etc. But in between all of these, there would be a washing and a tefillah, and then he'd go back in and get the pan and the spoon from the Kodesh Kadashim in Big Day 11, and Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim Big Day Zav. Then he would go back and do the normal Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. He would do that in the normal Big Day Kahuna, the Kahuna Gedola, and he would go to the mikvah in between each one of them. So the Gemara says, okay, Uminayin Shekol Tefilah Tefilah Tzvichah Shnei Kiddushin. Well, how do you know that every time you go to the mikvah, you need to wash your hands and feet, right, before and after? So Tam Malama, the Pasuk says, Ufashat v'rachatz v'rachatz v'lavash. As it doesn't actually say that, it says Ufashat v'rachatz v'lavash, But we darshinan ufashav v'rachat, right? You take off clothing and you wash, and v'rachat v'lashav, and you wash, and then you levelavash, and then you wash, and you also put on the clothing. Okay, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer says no. He says, I forget the pasuk. It's a kal v'chomer. If it, just like in a case, right, where all year round you don't have the kohen gadol does not have to go to the mikvah, but he still has to wash his hands and feet before doing the avodah, right? That's a straight up pasuk, right? Rashi quotes, right? Right, he has to actually wash his hands and feet regardless of going to the mikvah. So if that happens on a random Tuesday, so then makom shetot tefila, right? In a din shetot kiddush. Certainly, if he has to go to the mikvah before these different avodas, certainly he has to wash his hands and feet. Right? You see, that's much more serious avodah. Much more, he has to make sure he's completely pure. Imalahalan kiddush echad. The Gemara says, imalahalan kiddush echad afkan kiddush echad. Well, if you tell me, well, just like over there, all you need to do is once. So over here in Yom Kippur, you also should only need to wash your hands and feet once. Why do you do it twice? So Tamalomar uva'aron elohim moed ufashadus b'gdeyavad ashalavash. Right, Matamalomar ashalavash. That pasuk says that Aaron comes to the Ohel Moed and takes off the clothing that he's wearing. Well, obviously he's wearing the clothing. You can't take him off. Right, why does he tell me that he's wearing the clothing? Right, klum adam poshet ela mashalavash. Right, you can only take off what you're wearing. Rather, no, that pasuk is connecting the wearing with the taking off of the clothes. Just like when you wear the clothing, you need to wash your hands and feet, so too, when you take it off, you also need to wash your hands and feet. So anytime you change, you require two kiddush yadayim v'raglav. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to check out this brisa pretty much for the rest of the daf. We're going to check out this brisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin l'chamesh tefilos v'asar kiddushin. How do you know that you do? Again, we're just quoting, right? We just read this already. How do you know you do 5 and 10? Shetov v'kohen gadol v'mekadosh bo bayom. Shetov v'nomer. The pasuk says, "V'vo Aaron elo hamoed v'rachatzis b'zera b'mayim b'makom kadosh." Right. Halamata. From this pasuk, you learn shekol mishana me'avoda l'avoda ta'on tefila. Right. If anybody who switches goes from one avoda to the next in Yom Kippur, requires tefila has to go to the mikvah. So now that's a quote from our brisa. Ashkechan b'bigdei lavan b'bigdei zav. So that pasuk talks about changing from the regular bigdei lavan, the normal kohen hediot, the normal kohen's clothing, to wearing the bigdei zav. B'bigdei zav b'bigdei lavan minayin. But how do you know the reverse is true? How do you know that that going from the bigdei kohuna gedola to regular bigdei begadim, that's also true? They also have to go to the mikvah. You also have to wash your hands and feet. It's tamalo, not tamalo, but tana debir rabbi Shmuel. Kal v'chomer, I have a kal v'chomer. Ma b'gdei zav she'ein kohen nichnas b'hem lefnayim lefnim, talon tevila. Right? If you'll tell me that by the b'gdei zav, which are the kohen gadol is not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kodesh Kadoshim in, it requires a tevila, right? Because again, we say that in kateger nasis sanager, you're not allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim with gold on, because it quote-unquote reminds Kodesh Baruch Hu of the Egel Azav, right? The thing that we sinned with should not be the thing that we're coming to atone with, right? The prosecutor should not be the defense attorney. Okay, fine. Again, that's a whole shmooze in and of itself. But if you can't go into the Kodesh Kadashim with the Big Day Zav, but you need to go to the mikvah before you wear them. So Big Day Lavan, right? The regular Big Adem Shenichnas Mem Lefnayim Lefnim, that you are allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim with them. Certainly, you should have to go to the mikvah before wearing them. So Gemara says, "Well, one second, he can lemifrach." Well, you can ask a very simple question on that. Kal v'chomer, ma'al b'dei lavan, ma'al b'dei zav, shekein kaparasa maruba. The b'dei zav, the kohen gadol, had the regular kohen gadol clothing, right? The choshen and the tzitz, etc. So that stuff is kaparasa maruba, right? That has a lot of avodas that it can be atoned for, right? All types of different avodas. The tzitz, as we pointed out, is meratza for right all these issues with the blood, etc., for karbanos. Right? So we pointed that out in the last masechta. So again, so you see that you can't necessarily draw that comparison. You can't tell me that the Big Day Lavan are more kadosh than the Big Day Zav, right? Therefore, learn a kal v'chomer from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan. So the Gemara says, Ella, no, rather, nafka lemi Rebbe, right? It must be that he learns from Rebbe. Right? What did Rebbe do? Right? Rebbe learned it from a pasuk, right? V'rachat v'vayim is v'sarul v'sham, right? That teaches us that you have to go from the Big Day Zav to the Big Day Lavan. You also need to go in the mikvah. Okay. Amar Rebbe. Now this is again. This is exactly what we just quoted, right? I mean, nine lechamish tefilas v'sar kedushin. As shetovu b'hem kohen gadol mekadosh b'bayom. So how do you know? Again, the Rebbe's shita was his pasuk was tamalomer k'sonis by kodesh yobash. Right, that pasuk teaches me. Right, the next part of the pasuk is he goes to the mikvah. He should wash himself. Halamata. Apparently, you learn shekol hamishana mevoda lavoda shetan tefila. Anybody changes from one avoda to the next, right? Then he has to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says again, same question. Ashkecham big day zav the big day lavan, the big day lavan the big day zav minayin. Right, that pasuk is talking about going from the big day zav to the big day lavan. How do you know the reverse is true? So tell the Rebbe Shmuel a kal v'chomer. A kal v'chomer he does the kal v'chomer. One second, hold on, let me check. Is that the same thing that we just said? Sorry, meaning all the way around, right? Now, meaning before the last one we said is that the pasuk talks about going from the big day lavan to the big day zav. I apologize, right? But if going from the big day zav to the big day lavan, minayin. Now we're saying the other way around. So this pasuk is by the big day zav to the big day lavan, right? That's how we just pointed that out. That Rabbi Yehuda uses Rabbi's pasuk to teach me that when you go from the big day zav to the big day lavan, right? That's Rabbi's drasha. But how do you know the reverse is true? So meaning, how do you know that going from the big day lavan to the big day zav, you also need a tefila? So time to very bishmal, a different kal v'chomer, right? Again, we're going to ask the same question on the kal v'chomer if you can kind of see what's coming, right? So he goes a kal v'chomer the other way. My big day lavan she'in kaparasa meruba to tefila. If you'll tell me that by the regular normal big day kahuna hediot, right, the regular white clothing, there's not a lot of kapara that you can get from them, right? They're not able to, you know, affect atonement for all these things. But tune in tefillah, right? Then you do need to go to the mikvah before you put them on. So big days of the Kohen Gadol's clothing, Sheva Karparas and Maruba, which can atone for many, many different types of sins. Eino din shetone tefillah, certainly you should have to go to the mikvah, right, before wearing them. So Gemara says, Yikin lemifrach, the opposite of what we just pointed out before. Mala bidei lavan, shekein nichnas bahem lefnev lefnim. Remember, the bidei lavan have a one-up on the bidei zav, because they can go into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. So as the Gemara says, Hainu dekatani, that's why the Pasuk says, that's why the Brisa says, that the Omer, the Pasuk says, bidei kodeshem v'rachatz, b'mayim espesaro ulvesham. Meaning that pasuk, that extra pasuk, teaches me that he isn't even as the Kohen Gadol when he goes from the big day lavan to the big day zav. Right, so that's when he certainly still has to go to the mikvah. Okay, a little convoluted, but just again, basically they asked from one direction to the next, and they asked from the other direction, and basically we used psukim to point out that he has to go to the mikvah whether he's going from the big day lavan to the big day zav or the big day zav to the big day lavan. Okay, the Chamesh Avodos hand, there are five different Avodos. Again, we're just quoting the Braisa. Tamid Shal Shachar Big Day Zav. The morning Tamid, the morning Tamid, yeah, the Tamid in the morning, the first one, Tamid Shal Shachar. Avodos Hayom Big Day Lavan, right? All the other stuff in the Yom Kippur service with the Seir Lazazel and all the Par, and etc. That was Big Day Lavan. Elu Ve'el Ha'am Big Day Zav. Right, the Ayalim, the rams, were in the Big Day Zav. Kafu Machta, he goes back into the Kodesh Kadashim, takes out the pan and the spoon, that's in the Big Day Lavan. Tamid Shal Ben Rabbayim, Big Day Zav, right? The second Korban Tamid, that's with Big Day Zav. Right? I mean, Nayin Shekol Tefillah, Tefillah, Tzuchah, Shtei Kiddushin, Tamid Lavan, the Pasuk says, Ufashat, Rachatz, Rachatz, Ve'lavash. Okay, that's again the quote from our Brisa. Gemara says, Hai Tefillah, Hai B'Tefillah Ksiv. The problem is, when you're talking about Verachatz, right, that's teaching me that you have to wash hands and feet, right, that every tevila requires two kiddush yada veraglov, high tevila biksiv, right? That pasuk says, that's talking about tevila, like going on the mikvah. That verachatz, meaning that word that we're using, verachatz, to teach me that he has to wash his hands and feet, that teaches me he has to go to the mikvah. So how does that work? Skumar says, imeinu inyan l'tevila, danafkalim and bidei kodeshim, teneu inyan l'kiddush. One of the ways we darshan out the psukim is that it's something called an imeinu inyan. If you don't need this halacha here, because we already said it in the pasuk, you can apply it elsewhere. So that's what we're doing over here. Since the pasuk of bidei kodeshim teaches me that he has to go to the mikvah, so obviously the pasuk of verachatz doesn't teach me that the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah. It must be teaching me something else. And the chora is teaching me that he has to wash his hands and feet. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, but v'lichtevei rechmana v'lashon kiddush. So then why do you tell me that in a language that he has to go to the mikvah? Right? Just write it in lashon kiddush, right? Maybe you should write v'kiddush yada v'raglav, or v'kiddush v'lavash. Why does it say v'rachatz? So Gemara says, "Kamash malon the tefila kikidush." That we're trying to connect the going to the mikvah to the washing the hands and the feet. Ma kidush b'makom kodesh af tefila b'makom kodesh kodesh. Right, just like you do, the mikvah is in a holy place, meaning it has to be right in a kodesh place, right inside the azara, inside on the Temple Mount. So af tefila b'makom kodesh, you have to do it in the same place. But you have to be in the azara proper when you wash your hands and feet. Rabbi Yehuda, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Kidush minale, how does he know that you have to wash your hands and feet? Because if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda used the pasuk of Pashat Verachatz, all right, to teach me that the Kohen Gadol has to go into the mikvah when he's going from the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav. So what does he do for that? What does he use that pasuk for? Where does he learn that he has to wash his hands and feet twice? So Nafgalei the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. He learns it from Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Right again, who said that Kal v'chomer and from the pasuk Asher Lavash, right? That's already what Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon he had used to teach us that. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says Ha de Rabbi Mifka midrabi Meir Mifka midrabanan. This drasha of Rebbe is against Rebbe Meir, and it's also against the Chachamim. The Gemara explains what exactly we're talking about. Mifker b'Rabbanan, it's against the Rabbanan, right? The Rabbanan Amri Kol Shehu Lavosh Mekadesh, because the Rabbanan say every time he gets dressed, he has to wash his hands and feet. V'Yihu Amar Keshehu Poshei Mekadesh, and Rebbe says that the Kohen Gadol has to wash his hands and feet when he takes the clothing off. Mafkir with Rabbi Meir is also against Rabbi Meir because the Ilu Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir Amar Rabbi Meir says the Hach Kiddush Basra Kishu Lavash Mekadesh because Rabbi Meir says that the last Kiddush Yad Veraglav is done when he is dressed. Right, not when he is still coming out of the mikvah. Right, it's after he's already put on the clothing. And Rebbe says that the Kohen Gadol does the kiddush yad v'raglav, and that's only when he's undressed, not totally naked, but when he's already taken off, right, the clothing. Right, he does it before he gets dressed. So that's against both Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov. He says, no. Everybody agrees that the second time he washes his hands and feet, that's after he gets dressed. Right? And only he washes afterwards. My time, and what's why? Because the Pasuk says, right? When the Kohanim have to wash their hands and feet when they come close to the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, the only thing that you're missing right, before you go to the Mizbeach is washing your hands and feet. Yotaza, that excludes, Shemachusar Levishel Gisha, that excludes someone who needs to get dressed and come to the Mizbeach. Meaning, right, that he has to, first the guy has to get, the Kohen has to get dressed, and only then can he wash his hands and feet, because that has to be the last thing that you do before you come to the Mizbeach. Okay, Amalei Rav Acha Brei De Rava La Rav Ashi Lo Rav Chista Islei De Rav Acha. Rav Chista again, it says that the Kohen Gadol, that according to Rebbe, yeah, the Kohen Gadol has to wash himself both times when he gets undressed. Right, so he does not agree with this drasha of Rav Acha Brei Yaakov. He would say that he has to wash his hands and feet and then get dressed and then go to the mizbeach. And Rav Acha does not agree with Rav Chista. Because if they did, so then the Rebbe Havu Le Chamisar. Kiddushin. Because if they both did it, then according to Rebbe, not would there be 10 washings, there would be 5 extra. There would be 15. Meaning, there would be, every time he went to the mikvah, there would be 3 washings. Meaning, twice when he gets undressed, and once more, right, when he gets, as Rashi says, and once more when he has the clothing on. So it must be that they disagree, because otherwise we'd end up with 5 tevilas and 15 washings. Okay, a difficult day for a bunch of Joshos, but we go back there on the Hail Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.